There's not much worthwhile you can do, it would seem, when your two hands are nailed to a cross. And Jesus had plenty that he wanted to do. The Father sent me to bring the good news to the poor, heal the sick, clothe the naked, feed the hungry. Physically shattered, mentally tortured, betrayed, deserted, crucified on a tree stump on a dump outside Jerusalem. Jesus, the failure. Powerless. Not much good news in that. But Jesus, though almost bloodless, cried out in a loud voice, not a dying whimper. In a deliberately chosen act of self-appropriation through self-surrender, he abandoned himself completely to the care of the Father, something he had struggled to do all his life. Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Abba, Father, let this cup pass me by. Not my will, but thine be done. You would have no power over me if the Father had not given it to you. Jesus did not fail. On the cross, he expands the world field and transforms our frame of reference for who we are, what life means, what we value, making it much wider, deeper than our limited vision. He cries aloud in a countercultural cosmic drama that includes the overarching embrace of the Father. In the wake of abandonment, he surrenders his dream, his life, his spirit in complete trust, and claims in a loud voice a power greater than the world knows or understands. It is accomplished. He has done what he was asked to do. The outcome is out of his hands and in his Father's. He trusts. The Father holds it all. Resurrection begins.